Okay, so we're about to start the 10th parak. And this is a new midah. We finished Zehirus, we finished Zrizus, which are basically, in a certain sense, like avoiding the lo tases, and Zrizus making sure how to perform the mitzvot haseh. Now we're going to get to the mitzvah of, the midah of Nikias. It's interesting to note that the version that I'm using, which is from Art Scroll, the Art Scroll Mesias Isharim, they write here in a footnote that they chose not to translate the word Nikias. And any time they have on the English side for Nikias, they just transliterate it like N-E, basically, and just spell it out, Nikias. And they're right, because even though it could technically be some translated as cleanliness, right, to be Nikias, is to be clean, but they said that doesn't really encapsulate what Nikias is. When it comes to being totally pure and clean of the Yetzer Hara in a certain sense, and being totally clean of even being tempted by the Yetzer Hara, not making sure to not be fooled, the word cleanliness, they say, does not do just. And just an interesting introduction. And what we're going to see shortly, just to preempt one question you might have, is what's the difference between Nikias, between making sure to be totally free of the Yetzer Hara in a certain sense, not totally free of course, but not giving into Yetzer Hara at all, and the mitzvah that we had two ago of Zehiras, of making sure to avoid the Yetzer Hara? What's the difference? And we're going to be discussing that. So, here we go. Midas Hanikios. The midah of Nikias is that a person is completely clean and pure from any evil and any sin. It's not enough that they stay away from the overt sins and things that are overtly bad. So let's say there's erva, or there is something that's mukhs on Shabbos, and it's Shabbos. So it's obvious that the person has to stay away from that, and will stay away from that. Elegam kein, mimashal dev niftebo lahoros heter b'davar. But he's even going to be pure and stay away from those areas that we tend to rationalize. The small things that we say, you know, this is fine, this is good, this is really okay. Because if you really investigate the matter, if you really think about it, think it through, you realize that there's actually no heter for this. This isn't permissible. Rather, it's only your heart that desires that thing. And therefore, that person, he's trying to, he might rationalize certain things, because subconsciously, or maybe even consciously, he wants that to be permitted. I'll give you a personal example in a second. Therefore, this person's not totally pure through and through, right? Because they're gonna potentially succumb. They're not able to totally get away from that, and therefore, their desires. That's why his desires draw him to be lenient in certain areas. I'll tell you a personal example, and something I don't want to say going through now, but it's actually something in the future, which I will be going through very soon. I'm going to be starting to sell t-shirts. It's a longer story than I'm going to give right now. But basically, I'm going to be starting a business. And I'm going to be selling t-shirts. It's like the first thing I'm going to be selling. And there is a halachic question about selling something online on Shabbos. It's all e-commerce, it's all online. And I know it's not necessarily so pashut. It's not where it's usher, per se, but it's not where it's totally permitted, totally mutter, per se. And I haven't asked the shayla yet. I'm going to be asking the shayla. But I am aware that I want the answer to be, this is permitted. I'm aware of what I want. Imagine having to potentially shut down your website one day a week. Like, it doesn't even, if they're going to be buying through a website, like, I don't even know how that would be done, and because I don't even know how it would be done, even more so, I want it, the answer to come out where it's permissible to do this. And I'm very much nogei b'davar, and very much invested in the matter, so it's kind of like this, where you kind of want leniency to happen, and you kind of push yourself towards the heter because of that. Obviously here I'm going to ask a shiloh, they're going to understand the circumstance, I hope. I would lie to you if I told you I didn't want a heter. But we shall see. Obviously, if the psak is, if I get the psak, this is totally usser, then it's usser, and I have to figure out what to do. Continuing on, that was just an example of this. Acha adam asher tahar mizeh hanega legamrin. So if you have a person that's totally pure from this, completely, v'nakim yikol rosh emra, and he's clean of any trace of bad, Shemash eras hataiva chareha, that there's no taiva that remains in him. Where, of course, a person might want to like eat a good piece of meat, but there's no shemetz, there's no trace of any desire to do something that's potentially a sin. Hine re'iyaso tiyeh berura, this person's perception and clarity of mind, legamre, is totally pure. Of chanaso zaka, his thought process is pure. You could trust the way he's going to understand things and break down a question and a shiloh. And he's not inclined towards any of these desires at all. Rather, anything that's a sin. Even the lowest of the low of sins. Takirehu shehura. He recognizes that this is bad, and he's going to be able to steer away from it. He's not going to commit anything. He's going to really be extremely diligent in recognizing what's bad, because he was able to get to this level where he recognized what's good and what's bad, and always make sure to follow the good. And has zero desire to do anything that's bad, to rationalize at all. V'chaloshon hazeh, amr chachamim al hashlimim, hametarim ma'aseim tara rabba, shloi behem afil nina davara, that this person, these groups of people, who are totally pure in their actions, and who don't have any trace of bad, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Af Kaf Gimel, the first time is Nikiye Hadasi B'shalayim. These are ki'ili like the pure-minded in Yerushalayim. The footnote here that I have explains that it gives examples of these people who are the Nekiyei Hadas, and some of the examples are that if they were ever going to be, let's say they were a witness, so they would only make sure to be a witness obviously in Judaism you can't, for most things, you don't have one aid. One witness. I say most things because the Gemara discusses like Eidacha Ne'eman Bisurin. It's a concept where, let's say, like if you have a food and someone tells you this is mutter and not usser, you could believe them. So that's why you're able to eat dinner at home, because if someone says like, yeah, this food's kosher, you're good. You don't need two witnesses for that. But if there's obviously most cases like not most, but like capital punishment, whatever, regular Dine Mamonos where you need two witnesses. So these people in Yerushalayim, they make sure that the other witness was pure, was honest, had integrity, because they didn't want to pair themselves up because then it looks bad on them. It looks like maybe they're like this. And the same thing when it comes to sitting on a beis din. They would never sit on a beis din with two other dayanim, assuming it's a small beis din, a beis din of three, or any beis din, that matter of fact, but they would never sit on a beis din if someone is not honest either, and someone is a bad character. So they were so careful to not have any roshem, any trace of bad whatsoever. Now I'm going to explain, he says, the difference between that midah that we learned about zahiras, about being careful, and this midah of nikias. Even though they are similar, he says. Hazahir, who, here's the difference. When it comes to Zahiris, Hanizhar Bimasa Barashalo Yachta, That the Zahir stays away from things that are overt, that he knows about. However, he's not totally mastered being away, and I'll say he's drawn towards still taiva, and the human taiva that we have. And when it comes to overt things, so he's not drawn towards his taiva, so it comes to bringing Shabbos, he's not going to say, man, I want to go to that game on Shabbos. And even though this person tries his best to overcome the Yetzirah and to suppress these taivos that he has, he nonetheless can't totally break away from his taiva. His taiva is still there, even though he tries his best to suppress his taiva, tries his best to only do good, but the taiva is there nonetheless, right? And he has to continually try to overcome it. Rather, he has to overpower it, and he has to go according to his wisdom, his knowledge, and not anything else. But nonetheless, the darkness of physicality is, in a certain sense, entices him and will incite him to try to get him to sin. So he's not totally immune to it. It's still a constant battle. There is an analogy that I'll say it this way, that like, just understand simply, it's, let's say, like a continual test every single time for things that, and feeling drawn towards committing it potentially because of his physical desires, versus the Nuki who doesn't have that continual test. It's like he's past that. Like if you walk, you give the muscle, I'm speaking to students about a little bit of a different topic, but like imagine, you know, I don't see it so much, but I remember as a kid, whenever I went to the supermarket, you always saw like the lobster tank. And when it comes to seeing lobster tank, aside from the fact that it looks pretty gross, but I never had a thought like, oh, let me get some lobster, let me get some shrimp. Never had that thought, right? Because it's not kosher. So as poshut as it is for us to not even have a taiva towards that, the person who's nucky doesn't have any taiva towards sin. This is usher, what do you mean? While the average person, we'll see that everyone in theory should be holding in theory by this level, hopefully, or will get to this level in their life, but many people, of course, have a continual battle, and every single one is an individual battle amongst the collective war. And continuing, so Amnam, let me just see if we're, here we are. Amnam, Alchar Sheisraga La'adam Hergel Gadol Bazikiros Hazet, Achinakin Karin Rishon Minachatam Ham for some of Yarkel Atam Voda Vizrizusa, that if a person continually wins his battles, then and gets accustomed to doing this, then he has reached the first level of Nikias. Meaning that's how to become a Naki, is by continually winning the battles, and then you will lessen and suppress your desire for physicality and for sin. The Iskaber Bohaava El Borobachem Dai Love. And here's a key part, where that will then draw your love closer to serving Hashem. We're going to see that the love and the desire to serve Hashem is that difference, as opposed to, let's say, Zihiros, where you want the physical and you're able to overcome it. Here, it's more of like, I love Hashem. Like, I'm a nuk, I love Hashem, and I want to get close to Him. It's more of like focusing on that component of it, and therefore, like, I will never sin. What do you mean? I have no temptation to sin. I'm so close to Hashem. Hine koach hahergel hazeh yarchik oso min yonei achomer, that this, by accustoming himself to continually do the right thing, so he distanced himself from that physicality, the yadbek daito el ha-shlemus ha-nafshi, and he clings his thought towards spirituality, spiritual perfection, ach ha-sof sof, that ultimately, in the end, then he will eventually become a Naki in the full sense. Shekvar yichbe eish hataivas habufanis, then he will have put out the fire of physicality. Midlibo beiskaber bo achemda halukis, the physicality of taiva from his heart, he'll remove it and he'll strengthen his desire towards coming close to Hashem. And when I was preparing today, and I was reading this over, so it really struck me like how true this is. To be totally have an open conversation with you, while being recorded, of course, by two different devices simultaneously. But being open with you, there are times in my life where I felt I was better religiously, and there were times in my life where I was worse. And I'm not talking about like pre-shanal, post-shanal. This is all post-shanal and way post-shanal. But put way post-shanal a bit also. But there are times where I feel like I'm strong and I'm really overcoming my guitar, and then there are times where I feel like, you know, I'm not doing so well. And I have felt at the times when I am doing well, a certain that type of like love and desire and closeness to Hashem that is not there when I fail, which is not there that much. And I could imagine how if I were to continually overcome the Yitzhara over and over and over and continually basically push it away, then yeah, that love would be extremely strong. How intense that would be. The As Tishari Yosov Zako Vara, continuing, and therefore a person's sight on the world will be clear. Like if you remember, if you recall, many chapters ago we spoke about how it is seeking advice from a Rav who we use the analogy of like a garden maze where they're on top and they see everything. They see the way you should go. They see the way to walk, the way to navigate the world, because they have passed that level. They have overcome these challenges, and therefore they can tell you what to do. They can tell you how to do it. Right? So here, like, this person has a clear vision once they have passed that madriga. Kamo shagas tavti l'mal, as I mentioned earlier, above. Shalo yifuteh v'lo yasigeyu choshech chom riyuso, that the person is no longer enticed by darkness, by the dark intense physicality. And he's pure in his actions through and through. He's not wavering whatsoever. And here the footnote explains that the difference between another distinction to understand between Zahirus and Nikias is Zahirus is more about treating the symptoms, and every time a symptom comes up, trying to deal with that, as opposed to Nikias is having dealt with the whole disease and having been able to overcome that. And it's not where small different things are coming up here and there. And you have to, that alligator game. I forgot what it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The arcade game where you have, like, the big mallet. Not arcade, but, like, the big mallet, and you have to hit down the crocodiles, alligators, and they come out. That thing. That's what it feels like when someone's on the level of the heroes and, like, constantly having to fight the Yatara. Sometimes you'll win, sometimes you might not. V'hine, al midah zo haya David sameach ba'atmo v'omer. David HaMelech was excited about this midah. He was happy for himself, because he said, he was able to exclaim, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, my hands are clean, are washed. Right, he was naki. This mid of nikiyos, vasovas mizbechach Hashem, and I'm able to surround the mizbeach of Hashem. Ki the emes, as now he explains to Ramchal, ki the emes. In truth, rak mishi inake legamrei. Only someone who's completely naki, mikol nidun chayv avon of any trace of sin and imperfection. Only that person who haroui leroses pnei hamelch Hashem. Only that person is really fit to see the face of Hashem, not obviously not the little face, not even the figurative face, but in certain sense figurative face. But that person is able to really get close to the Shechina of Hashem. Kizulatze, without this, ein lo el devosh liyikalim milafanav. Without this, the person is ashamed and embarrassed in front of Hashem for succumbing to the sin. V'chamamar Ezra hasofer. As Ezra Sofer says, Elokai, he's confessing the sins on behalf of all Bnei Israel, who are not great. Elokai, boshti v'nechlamti laharm Elokai panai elecha. Hashem, I'm embarrassed, right, of the sins that you see before you, basically. Before I go on, I want to just tell you one Gemara. You might know this idea. Gemara in Sukkah that talks about how at the Simcha Beis HaShoeva, I thought about this when I read that line about Tavar Mel said, like, I'm Naki, so I circle the Mizbeach of Hashem. I'm able to go to the Mizbeach of Hashem. So at a Simcha Beis HaShoeva nowadays, so everyone gets together and everyone dances. Right? It's fun, like a fun party. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was only the Tzadikim, only the Talmidei Chachamim, the people on the Sanhedrin. Those were the people who were dancing, and everyone else was watching them. And it's similar to this idea, right? Where those are the people who are surrounding the Mizbeach of Hashem, who are really enjoying it, and everyone else is watching. It's enjoyable for us as well, but we're not that madriga to be one of the people who are mamish dancing. V'hine v'adai, ki melacha rabba ki la'adam la'giya el la'shlemos hamidazos. It is very difficult for a person to truly reach this midah, the completion of this midah, ki averes hanikaros v'iduos kalos him li'shamer mehem, kemash rasam gluya, that of course, yeah, the big sins are clear in front of us, and we stay away from them. Ach adikto kazeh mitztarach l'nikiyos hu kasha yoseh. But in order to reach the madriga of nikiyos, you have to be so careful about even the small sins, that is very difficult to do. Ki oras haheter machasa alachit, the kamosha gasati. He said, because I spoke earlier about how we rationalize, and we try to say, yeah, this isn't so bad, this is fine. It's just a rabbanon, obviously that's a really bad one to say, but you understand the idea. V'u ke inyan masha amru zachorin lebracha, aver sha'adam dash be'akevav sovos oso b'shas hadin. Gemara v'ozor daf yivchad m'alaf says that the averos that a person tramples on with their heels in this world, a person just doesn't take seriously, and they step all over them, those are going to surround us on our day of judgment, of ultimate judgment. It's a pretty intense thing. They're going to say, you didn't treat us properly. Look Hashem. You didn't do this mitzvah properly. It's a pretty intense thing. Yalderech zeh amru, Zechron of the Bracha, and it says in Barbasa on Kuf Samachei, Ruban Begazel, many people end up sinning when it comes to theft. Umi Utam Be'arayos, some people, a minority of people, sin in the realm of Aras. Vechulam Be'avak Lashon Hara, and everyone sins in Avak Lashon Hara. When it speaks about us, like Ruban Begazel, many people sin, majority of people sin, steal. It could be referring to also, like, I don't say petty, but I'll use that word, of like petty theft, where let's say an example is like you borrow something from someone without permission, you're like, they don't mind if I use it, it's fine. You take something from someone, I see in class as a teacher, like someone taking someone else's food, oh, they let me, right? Things like that. Such Ruben Gazal Mitum Beras, Chum Avak Lashon Hara. Many people, everyone stumbles in Avak Lashon Hara. Many people, unfortunately, stumble in straight-up Lashon Hara, where they will just say something bad about someone else. But some people, unfortunately, it's Avak Lashon Hara for everyone else, where it's you have to be extremely careful. Sometimes saying something even good about someone, as the Chavetz Chaim points out, could be Avak Lashon Hara, where it will cause someone to say, you think that guy's a tzaddik? What are you talking about? Do you know what he did to me? Right, and that's because that will cause that person to say lashon hara. Kibnei rov dakuso kol bnei adam nechshalim bo b'masha imakir moso. And the whole idea, if he's bringing this idea out, this point out, because he says many people sin because they don't even recognize it. Right, they don't even think it's avak lashon hara. They don't realize what they're doing. So he's saying that's the whole idea of nikias. Nikias is being so aware, so attuned to what's right and what's wrong, and to being steering clear and only doing what's right. For Amr Zechron Lebracha, Shadavid Haya Nizhar Menaka Atma Nikaran Gamar Mikol Eila, David HaMelech says, I believe it's Zohar, that he steered clear from everything. He was naki in every way possible. V'alkein Haya Holeth Lemelchama B'Tachon Chazak V'Haya Shawel. Whenever he went off to war, he went off to battle and to war with complete bitachon, complete confidence. And he would ask Hashem, as it says in Tilm Yurchet Lamarchet, Erdov Oivai Vasigain Velo Ashuv Ad Kalosam. Hashem, let me pursue my enemies and overtake them, and don't let me return until I've completely destroyed them. That which these other kings were unable to ask because they were not totally naki. This is what he says. Arumal said, Yigmalini Hashem Kitidki, Kfor Yada Yashivli. Hashem, please recompense me according to my righteousness. Repay me in a way befitting the purity of my hands. The Amar Oda, he said, Vayashav Hashem li Kitidki, Kvor Yada Leneged Enav. Hashem, repaid me in accordance with my righteousness, according to the purity of my hands, before his eyes. Vahu Habor Hanikayon Hazesh Zacharnu. And this is the purity of Nikayon that I mentioned. The Az Chazar Yamar, and he says, Ki Becha Arutz Gedud V'Gomer. He says, I'm going to go and I'm going to smash that troop, smash that platoon. Erdo Chavai V'Asigim. I'm going to pursue my Hashem, let me pursue my enemies and let me overtake them. Vahu Atma Amar Od, and he himself continued and said, in Kaf Dalet Dalet, Mi Yale Behar Hashem, who could stand on the mountain of Hashem, we akum b'mkom kacho, who could stand in the place of His holiness, niki chapayim uvar levav. It's the person who's naki. That person who's naki, who has his hands clean, that person is able to stand in the presence of Hashem. If you're listening to the recording only, you don't know what mess I just did. If you're watching, you have a very good idea. But another second, here we go. The Anam, Vadai Shamida Zos Kasha, then now you'll understand that this Mida, now you see it is very difficult. Kiteva Adam Chalash Velibo Nifte Al Nikala. Because a person's nature is to be swayed easily towards the direction we want to go. As we spoke about in the last paragraph, right, about laziness. We discuss a lot about laziness, and that's our natural inclination. And a person might mislead themselves to do something that which they want to do. But someone who's able to reach this mida, this person will have reached a very high madriga. Amongst a whole war, he's able to stand up and be victorious. And now you'll see, you'll understand the var prate hamida zos, the details that are encapsulated in this mida, as we'll see.